Ray Kwai, and today we're going to be talking about FBI firearms tips to focus your mind for success. FBI firearms instructors bark out reminders that maintaining front sight focus is essential if we want to hit the target. Front sight focus is concentration and single-mindedness when aiming a weapon on the firing range or at a terrorist. We can use the same focus to work through a mess when things go wrong. Front sight focus is the ability to look at the front sight of a weapon after lining it up with the target. A good shooter remains aware of their surroundings and always has their objective in mind, but their attention narrows to that single piece of steel a few inches in front of them. I learned how to focus on the front sight, engage in one shot at a time, and not worry about either anticipating the recoil or where the next bullet would hit. And because of my FBI firearms training, I've also learned how to practice front sight focus in my investigations, so I could distinguish between what was important and what was a distraction. Distractions often occur when our inner nag starts fretting about all the things that need to get done. As a result, intrusive thoughts constantly interrupt our productivity, and we end up second-guessing our choices. In his book, Getting Things Done, David Allen talks about the importance of making a next action list rather than a to-do list. Instead of writing down the thing that needs to be done, write down what action needs to be taken. So the first step is to write down every item that gets your attention. Sit down in a quiet place with a pen and paper and let your thoughts ramble. What is on that to-do list? Whether it's small or large, important or not, write down every single thing that either needs a decision or has your attention. Don't take time to prioritize the items. Listen to the voice of that inner nag and write down whatever pops up. Step number two is to identify your action step. So cross out each item on the to-do list and instead identify the specific next action to be taken regarding that item. For example, if you need to buy a birthday present, write down drive to Nordstrom. Now, carve out the time and day that you will take your action step. I will drive to Nordstrom after work on Tuesday. Step number three is to clarify the actions. Many times the actions you need to take won't be able to be accomplished in the near future. For example, one of the items on my current to-do list is write an article on why emotional awareness is essential for mental toughness. Even now, there's a part of me that wants to skip over that item and just ignore it. Why? Well, I experience low-grade anxiety over the fact that it will take a big chunk of time to research the topic and pull together enough information for a decent article. To avoid the anxiety, I need to break down the action to be taken into small steps. This item, as it's written, is far too vague and broad. As a result, my brain feels overwhelmed by trying to tease out all the elements that will be needed to finish the article. So if I attack the problem using the next step list, I will write down the following action. I will spend Friday morning writing the article. If I clarify the actions, I will add, I will spend half an hour Thursday afternoon writing an outline so I'm ready to write the next morning. As with FBI firearms training, I narrowed my focus to one action step to be taken immediately, while at the same time registered awareness of the bigger picture. We can use science to explain why this approach works in helping you to focus your mind for success. Research behind the Zagarnik effect proves that the unconscious mind needs the conscious mind to make a plan on how to finish a task or accomplish a goal. The unconscious mind signals the conscious mind, which may now be focused on new goals, that a previous activity was left incomplete. This lack of closure that comes from an unfinished task creates intrusive thoughts that don't go away until the person returns to complete the task. So writing down an item on a to-do list creates anxiety for the unconscious mind because it needs more than a goal, it needs a plan. It's also important to note that the persistence of intrusive thoughts is not an indication that the unconscious mind is working to finish the task, nor is it the inner nag pushing us to finish the task right away. The unconscious mind just needs specifics, like time, place, and opportunity. Once the plan is formed, the unconscious stops nagging with constant reminders. If you have a presentation to make at 8 o'clock in the morning, your unconscious mind wants to know exactly what needs to be done. You may have 100 other items that also need attention, but you can relax and not worry about the inner nag bothering you if you say to yourself, okay, I will review my notes at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's human nature to finish what we start, and front sight focus is how we can pay attention to one goal at a time. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here next time.